Versus Sana, Perik Dalit Mishna Bay, the old Zois Haisa Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne. There was another advantage that Yerushalayim had over Yavne, even though we didn't yet mention any advantage that Yerushalayim had over Yavne. The Mishnah is Chisurim Achzura, and the Mishnah should say the first advantage, which is that when the Bezdin was in Yerushalayim, then the halacha is that anywhere in Yerushalayim you could blow the shofar, not just in front of the Bezdin. As opposed to when the Bezdin HaGadol was in Yavne, then the din was only in front of the Bezdin itself could they blow the shofar, but outside of the Bezdin you weren't allowed to blow the shofar. That was the first advantage. And the second advantage is to call ear, Shehiraya, Vishaymat, Ukraiva, Vichayla Lavo, Taiken. When Bezdin was in Yerushalayim, the din was, any town that was close to Yerushalayim, that you can see Yerushalayim from there, as opposed to if the town was in a valley that you couldn't see Yerushalayim, Vishaymah, that you can hear the Tkir Sefer in that town from Yerushalayim, as opposed to if the town was on top of the mountain, even if you could see Yerushalayim, since you couldn't hear a Tkir Sefer from Yerushalayim, then they wouldn't blow the Sefer there. Ukraiva, if the air was close by, then also you could blow the Sefer, as opposed to if the air was outside the Tchon. V'yachola lavo, if it was possible to come from the town to Yerushalayim on Shabbos, as opposed to if there was a river that was mafsik between them, taiken. If the town fills all of these conditions, then you can blow in this town also on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoy v'Shabbos. U'v'yavne lo hayu taiken ela b'bezdin bovad, as opposed to Yavne, they only blew the shofar in the Bezdin itself. Second Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Barishayna haya alulav nitar b'migdash shiva. U'bamedina yoynechad. Originally, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the lulav was taken all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says, v'tzamachtem l'fnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. And outside the Beis HaMikdash, only the first day of Sukkot was the lulav taken, as the Pasuk says, l'kachtem l'chem b'yoyim harisha. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, Sheyehei lulav nito b'medina shiva zecher l'migdash. That the lulav should be taken all 7 days of Sukkot, zecher l'migdash. L'maisa though, it was never taken all 7 days, as lulav cannot be taken on Shabbos, as the Rabbanan were geyser not to take lulav on Shabbos, zera shema yitlena b'yado b'yavirenu dalet ames b'rishus harabim, so you shouldn't come to carry it outside and b'rishus harabim. Even though we saw earlier that Rabbi Yochanan Medaka was metakin, that after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that even on Shabbos they blew the shofar where there was a bezdin. But lulav was never taken on Shabbos anywhere, since there were 6 other days to take a lulav at the post to Rosh Hashanah, where midaraisa Rosh Hashanah was only 1 day. We see, hey, Yom HaNov Kula Asur. Another gzeir that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash was that the day of Hanafas Omer, the 16th day of Nisan, was when the Omer was brought, and that day was Kula Asur B'chadash. Even though midaraisa on the 16th day of Nisan, it's mutter to eat chadash right away in the morning, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was gozer not to eat chadash the whole day, because a gzeir is that soon the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and people will remember that they ate chadash right away in the morning, and they won't know that now, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it's usher to eat chadash on the 16th day of Nisan until after the Akrovas HaOmer.